It's been 6 months since Sandy, but the big number today is 11 billion. That's the number of gallons of partially treated and untreated sewage that flowed into local waterways across 8 states after the big storm. The vast majority of that putrid outflow came from sewage treatment plants, pump stations, and private homes in New Jersey and New York City. The group Climate Central assembled the data on all this nastiness. Senior scientist Allison Kenward is the lead author of the report, and she joins me from Oakland, California. Welcome to WNYC, Allison.
Thanks for having me.
So put that in perspective for us. What does 11 billion gallons of sewage look like?
Well, one way to think about that is if you take the square area of Central Park in New York City there, and think about filling that area up with sewage up 41 feet high, that total volume. That's the amount of sewage we're talking about. Now, of course, that's not the amount of sewage that was sitting right on New York City. That's
the amount
that flowed into nearby waterways along the East Coast.
Sandy had a 14-foot storm surge, but far less water than that causes sewage overflows in many parts of New York City, including communities around Jamaica Bay and the Gowanus Canal. Besides the unfeasible feat of totally tearing up the city's old sewage system and modernizing it, what can be done?
Well, there's a few different things going on here. So some of the problems that happen more regularly, those are related to the combined sewer system that's in a city like New York City, and there's a lot of other cities in the United States that have these older systems where sewage is combined with storm runoff in the same pipes. When there's extra heavy rainfall, they tend to overflow. So one of the ways to solve that problem is to separate those systems, to have sewage going through a separate system. That's a really pricey endeavor to upgrade that system. There are cities around the country that are doing that, but it's very expensive. In terms of the immense overflow that happened during Sandy, that was really more related to coastal flooding caused by this record storm surge, and that presents other challenges to become more resilient. So moving critical components of the infrastructure at treatment plants, lifting them up, raising them up higher, installing waterproof gates at some of these facilities, and also just having a well-established protocol of what to have happen during an emergency. Those are all valuable upgrades, so to speak.
Is that sewage still floating around in local waterways?
Well, it's really hard to know when it's a spill of that magnitude. I think it's really hard to know how easily and how quickly it's diluted and dispersed. But certainly the concern has extended for quite a long time. It was just a few weeks ago that New Jersey lifted a restriction on some of its shellfish beds. Which means that there was still an ongoing concern that there was contamination in some shellfish beds in and around New Jersey. So certainly, you know, there was concern of contamination for a long time.
Senior scientist Allison Kenward is the lead author of a report on sewage release during Hurricane Sandy 6 months ago. She's with the group Climate Central. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.